Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
It's been a minute, hasn't it? It's Jim Valley, and this is Wrestling Observer Live. And we are live 7 days a week, Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific. Occasionally on Sundays, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific, and about once is every solar eclipse. Saturdays, 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific. The number, they still have phones? Wow. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. Calling from Cumberland. It is Jim Valley.
Thicker than a Snickers.
The effing king of recovery.
Faster than a cat with whiskers.
Back. Why am I? Hang on. It's been so long. Check my notes here. I'm back. Oh, right. Back. Because of the fans.
Each and every one of you.
Now, if you listen on the radio, good for you. I have been gone for, like a month or two. So I took a couple of family trips, but I also caught the flu. And if you're me, that means you're going to get the flu for several weeks. And unfortunately, due to circumstances, as I had to push things back, I had penciled in being back for WrestleMania weekend. And as I mentioned last week, I couldn't talk about the reason that I wasn't back for WrestleMania weekend. And now, unfortunately, I can. What happened was WrestleMania weekend, I got word from her family that my older sister was in the hospital on comfort care. And they expected her, doctors expected her to pass away. We'll talk about that and all the wrestling. We'll get into it. Stand by. It's Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer Live.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
It is Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer Live, and we are live today on 420. You know what that means? He's on AEW Rampage. Rampage tonight, because that's on Saturday. We'll talk about that coming up. But SmackDown, last night, you know, they needed to establish the new bloodline, and they did just that. Solo Sikoa came out dressed in a black turtleneck, black jacket, and a big gold chain around his neck. He looked like the member of a 90s R&B group. Seeing Color Me Bad, Solo Sikoa doing that New Jack Swing. Put a hat on him and some chunky glasses. He could be in Run DMC from WrestleMania 5. WrestleMania! Remember the WrestleMania rap? Then on the show, also Solo told Paul to be quiet. Really bad-mouthed Paul. Put his foot down. Oh my God. I'm on YouTube, as you know, at Jim Valley. And right now, in my new YouTube chat, 122 people, 123. That is a record. Apparently everyone on 420 is just chilling out. Hey, Mr. Beast looks different. So, thank you for that. I really, really appreciate it. I guess I got to take more time off. You missed me. You really missed me. But also, on SmackDown, Tama Tonga bloodied Kevin Owens backstage. And then Kevin came staggering out down the ramp, all bloody. And the bloodline then proceeded to assault him in the ring. And afterwards, they showed backstage where Tama Tonga apparently crashed into Owens' car. Now look, I have no problem with this. But I do find it unusual that, you know, SmackDown is, you know, the network show. It's Friday night programming. That's traditionally, you know, like TGIF. That's where the kids are home watching the TV. So SmackDown, and this is not a criticism, is often a very simple show, which is not a bad show. Not saying it's bad, but it's often very simple for kids to follow. And that is perfectly fine. That's not a criticism. But I'm just saying, I find it fascinating that we have blood and this violence on the kids show. And that's certainly a choice. And again, I don't think it's bad. I just think it's interesting. I'm not criticizing them. However, wasn't it just a few months ago, several times as a matter of fact, when all the old man podcasts, the grifters, and you know who I'm talking about, were saying how blood in AEW is bad? You know, AEW's too violent and too bloody. And you know, it's not the 90s anymore. And it would hurt sponsors and turn off viewers and network executives. I don't think so, but whatever. And you know what? They ain't gonna say S about this angle on SmackDown. And again, don't have a problem with it. But it's these grifters. Understand. Listen to who you want to. I don't care. But just listen with a critical ear. We talked about this last week. And I got a lot of great feedback last week. Boy, people like Angry Jim. I wasn't on the radio. I wasn't on YouTube. So I was dropping the F-bomb. I was dropping knowledge. And people seem to like that. And look, if I'm actually angry, I'm going to be actually angry. If I'm not that angry, whoops, sorry about that. I'm not going to be that angry. I'm going to keep it real. But I'm just so tired. And it's like I said last week, the Bill Hicks quote. Like Elvis and Jesus, just not particularly keen on their fans. Same thing with some of these podcasts. It's obviously a gimmick, you know? And I could work a gimmick. I could say names and have the branding and stuff, but I don't want to do that. You're an adult. You're a real person. I don't want to do that. I don't have to do that. And you want to know why these people do it? 160 people on YouTube. I love you. I freaking love you. But you know why they do it? I think it was years ago. I think it was an interview I read with Bob Roop, who was a legit wrestler and a pro wrestler. Did stuff in Florida with Kevin Sullivan. And, you know, kind of bland and boring until he did the Maka Singh stuff with, something Singh in Florida with the whole Kevin Sullivan devil worshiping angle. But Bob Roop talked about how everybody in wrestling believes they're just a phone call away. They're just a phone call away from getting that job. Iron Sheik was washed up in 91, got that phone call to be General Adnar, to be Colonel Mustafa. You never know when you're going to get that phone call. That's what these people are doing. Get that call to make that $5,000 and that trip to WrestleMania to get in the Hall of Fame. Never know getting to get that phone call to do an angle. You never know. And that is a key reason why these people suck up. You never know when you're going to get that call to being creative for 2 weeks until you get fired again. You never know. So just be critical when you listen to these people. Not telling you not to listen. They can be very funny. They can be entertaining. But understand and filter out the BS and know that they can be self-serving and know that they're looking for that angle. Because everybody in wrestling is looking to get back in. If you suck up, say the right things, you never know. You could get rehired for the third or fourth time if you know what I'm saying. But it's just ridiculous. It doesn't matter. And you know what? I'm so tired of hearing about the general audience and appealing to a broad audience. That's WWE. And as a guy who's watched wrestling for almost 50 years, I like having a product that appeals to me, that has different and more varied in-ring action. Sure, maybe the creative isn't quite as good or isn't quite as manufactured. I don't have a problem with that. And maybe some of the talent isn't quite ready for prime time, but I like that grittiness. I like it to be a little more real. But that's just me. But again, listen to who you want to, but know what you're listening to. Be critical. Don't get worked and fall for the gimmicks. Understand what they're trying to do. Also on SmackDown, they unveiled beautiful new World Tag Team titles that look more like the ones from 1986, 1988, 90, right in there, which, in my opinion, are the best-looking tag team titles WWE ever made. Certainly better looking than those stupid gladiator belts that they had forever that looked like pennies. And it was stupid because they were made around the time of the Gladiator movie but didn't come out until after Gladiator was open. Stupid. We'll talk about some releases from WWE, Backlash main event, and more. Stand by. Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer Live.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening.
Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
You know, Jeff Valley, yeah, you know me. Solo Sikoa last night, dressed like the newest member of Color Me Bad, doing that new Jack swing. He looked like he was going to prom in the 90s. Other news from WWE, some releases. Jinder Mahal, Xia Li, Zion Quinn, and news today that Sangha and Veer have all apparently been released from WWE. And it's always interesting when, and it's unfortunate. I mean, I feel bad for these people, you know, getting a regular paycheck versus an uncertain future. But from a fan standpoint, from an observer standpoint, it's always interesting to see who's going to do what leaving. And on the surface, I mean, certainly Jinder has had his fans, I would say somewhat ironically. Xia Li has been sort of at the bottom of the food chain when it came to the women's division in WWE. Zion Quinn in NXT. And Sangha and Veer, giants. It's going to be interesting to see. You know, not exactly, you know, many workers in this group. And so oftentimes, people in indies like Mustafa Ali, people go to see them to get an opportunity and also to see good to great matches. And I don't know if you're going to get that with this package. Certainly, Sangha and Veer giants, they might be a one-time attraction, perhaps. I don't know. It's going to be curious to see who does what, and if anybody is able to make a comeback or land somewhere where they find a new home. Jinder Mahal, by all accounts, people I know from Canada say Jinder is a really nice guy. I've never heard anybody say a bad thing about him. And certainly, Jinder and the Bollywood Boys, when they were the Singh brothers, made a very good package in WWE. But, you know, the Bollywood Boys can take huge bumps and do things onto their own. And I know that they tweeted about how they want to see them do something all together and get the gang back together, and maybe that's something that would be appealing in another company. I don't know, but we shall see as far as what they're going to do in the future. If you have any thoughts on that, you can tweet me at Jim Valley, or you can also call up at 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. 246 people in the chat, my YouTube right now. Where have you people been? 249. It just keeps climbing. It must be because of 420. Everybody's high and probably thought they were watching Hot Ones or something by accident. I don't know what's happening, but I love you for it. Guess I need to take more time off. It's too bad I barely have a show for you today. You know, tofu products always promote themselves as not quite meat. Well, I almost have a show for you today. Almost. We shall see. And speaking of almost a show, it's official for Backlash. Cody Rhodes defends his WWE Universal Championship against AJ Styles. It sort of reminds me of an AEW TV match. You know it's going to be great in the ring, but the outcome is pretty obvious. And certainly could be a setup for an angle or another match in the future. But obviously, Cody is not losing this soon, and he's not losing to AJ Styles. Still, it's going to be a great match, and I gotta say, Backlash is one of my least favorite pay-per-views with the reheated WrestleMania matches. It's like WrestleMania should be the end of the season. It should be the conclusion of things. I don't want to see that many rematches after that. Things should be done, and it should be fresh and new, not carry WrestleMania feuds all the way to SummerSlam. And I've hated that trend for the longest time. By the way, I mentioned earlier about Jinder and Xia Li and Zion Quinn and Sangha and Veer being released from WWE. Well, there's going to be a battle royal on Raw Monday, announced for Rhea Ripley's vacated women's world title. And Xia Li was announced as one of the participants. She's already been eliminated, so don't put any money on her on DraftKings. Seriously, why do all those gambling sites advertise on wrestling? Look, I don't mean to tell you this, but if you advertise on wrestling, you've got a gambling problem. Get some help. You know, speaking of Cody and AJ Styles, I was reading The Observer, and I forgot. Did you remember that Cody Rhodes was in the Bullet Club? Because I forgot. And just think about it, it's like, oh my God. And then you think about all of the things that Cody has done that we've forgotten about. I mean, what a wild, winding road of a career, no pun intended, that Cody has had on his way to the WWE title. It's remarkable. Hey, Ryan in the chat, Ryan Wolfslayer. Yes, is Nia Jax the favorite to win the Battle Royal? Do her size, or what about Liv Morgan? You know, Liv is taking credit for injuring Rhea. So one would think Rhea might be facing Liv for the title afterwards. But it also could be Nia. She wins the title. Rhea lays out Liv, beats her up, gets revenge, and then goes on to face Nia Jax for the title. But there are a lot of options. Becky Lynch is a star. Maybe you need to put the belt back on her. There are several options. We shall see. I don't know. I mean, WWE is firing on all cylinders right now. There really isn't much that can go wrong. I really don't think you need to say, oh, this woman has to win, or this has to happen. They have got so many arrows in the quiver when it comes to booking, when it comes to the roster, when it comes to acts that are just plain over. I mean, I think putting the title on Liv would be some great heat, because she's the one who apparently injured Rhea Ripley. And I think, honestly, I mean, it's unfortunate that Rhea's injured. You never want to see an athlete get injured, but she's so over. And fans believe in her as far as being a legit badass. And maybe she is, maybe she's not. I don't know. But fans believe in her. She is the new China. And my God, how lucky is she? She is over like Rover, and she has nobody to fight other than Becky. There's not much on the women's roster as far as she's concerned. And she's hardly had to have any major matches. And she's still over. She's barely had to have any matches. Hasn't taken many bumps. Good for her. And it's unfortunate she had to get injured. But I think as far as booking goes, and certainly if she comes back, and it's okay. But as far as booking goes, it's probably a good way for her to get the title off of her and let her chase again. Get some heat on whoever has the title. And, you know, Liv could have the title and, you know, be a chicken shit, chicken stuff heel champion. Sorry. And let her get away with it. Put some heat on her. Finally let her get her hands on her. And eventually she'll destroy her and win the title. I think as far as booking goes, it's unfortunate when injuries happen, but I think it will give Rhea finally something to do. We have to talk about this. It's very serious. Kenny Omega in his chat had very serious, vague things to say about Russell Gallen. Got to talk about that on our standby. I'm Surfer Live.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family? You never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Wrestling Observer Live, it is 420. You know what that means. That also must be the reason why I have like 275 people in my YouTube chat, and it keeps climbing. 287 right now. Jeez, I'm getting those Denise numbers. What's, I don't know, but I love you stoned people. Thank you for that. But speaking of, it's going to be on Rampage tonight at 10 o'clock. So perfect munchy viewing as there is a four-way elimination match. Rob Van Dam versus Commander versus Isaiah Cassidy versus Lee Johnson. Gee, I wonder who's going to win that match. Should. It's a feel-good moment that very few sober people will remember. Also on Rampage at 10 o'clock tonight, Yuka Sakazaki versus Emi Sakura, because we haven't seen that match 300 times. I swear that's all they do, is they just wrestle each other. It's always a great match. They're solid pros. We've seen that a lot. Also tonight, six-man tag trios match. Kyle O'Reilly, Rocky Romero, and Matt Menard take on Roderick Strong, Matt Taven, and Mike Bennett. And then on Collision tonight, a bunkhouse brawl, as it's going to be Brian Danielson, Claudio Castagnoli, and Kenosuke Takeshita. Or we'll take on Kenosuke Takeshita and Kyle Fletcher. Also, Okada and the Young Bucks are going to take on Pac and FTR. The Acclaimed will take on the Guns. Adam Copeland, Eddie Kingston, and Mark Briscoe versus Top Flight and Action Andretti. Sky Blue versus Layla Hirsch, just added. And Powerhouse Hobbs will also be in action. I mean, that is a solid lineup as far as wrestling goes. A good night. You know, AEW, as far as, you know, you want to compare numbers to WWE, obviously, they can't compare. But when you compare it to other television shows, particularly on cable, it holds up very, very well. And of course, you know, the fans of those podcasts who just parrot things, who are just locusts, will never say that. You know, they don't want wrestling to succeed. Now, what they want is to garner favor with their heroes from when they were kids. They wish they were young again. Look, there are some great matches in the 1980s. Steamboat and Flair, Savage and Steamboat. You know, the Rock and Roll Express, there were some great matches. I'm not saying that. But a lot of them were just people trying to take as few bumps as possible. 20-minute arm bars, 45-minute side headlocks. And believe me, I know, because I saw it. And look, I'm sorry that you're not young anymore. And I'm sorry that you've lost your hair. And you're old and you're fat. It happens to all of us. But my God, let the kids have their wrestling. That's what it's for. It's not for you anymore. You know, admittedly, in a couple of months, I'm going to be 55 years old. 55! If I walked into a club right now, I'd go, oh my God, this music is terrible. And look at the way they're dressed. They're doing everything wrong. They're not. It's what they've grown up with. It's what they know. It's the circumstances that have shaped who they are, much like they shaped the way you are. You know, the people today didn't grow up watching Star Trek in its first run on TV or watching Howdy Doody. No. They grew up with different things. It's okay. And you know what? The wrestling today is great. If you don't like it, fine. But my God, you're grown men. Quit fanboying. It's like last week I talked about this, and sure enough, a bunch of people proved my point. They tagged some clips of my show. Look at this, look at this. I'm like, are you 14 years old? What in the hell is wrong with you? My God, grow the F up. It's like I always say. God, I hate people. Anyway, you know, on a serious note, as you know, I've been an advocate of the Stardom promotion. Talked about the booking abilities and the success of Rossi Ogawa. Goes back to All Japan Women. You know, certainly he's had his failures with the Arcion promotion. But he's had tremendous success with Stardom. And he sold Stardom with the understanding that he would have booking control. And obviously it was a falling out. He left Stardom, and the news this week is that he's going to be starting his new promotion, Marigold. Julia is going to be wrestling for Marigold and possibly going between NXT and Marigold, at least for a time being. And as you know, Fumi Saito, my podcast partner, is good friends with Rossi Ogawa, and he often has scoops from Rossi about his next move. Fortunately, with my situation, I've been unable to do a show with Rossi, as my sister has been in the hospital passing away, so hopefully we'll be able to do that, unfortunately, in that situation. But the other day, it was yesterday, on his Twitch stream, while playing video games, Kenny Omega talked about Rossi Ogawa and said someday the truth will be known about Rossi Ogawa. Now, you know, certainly I have heard rumors, just like a lot of people. There's always whispers. And of course, when you have, you know, a locker room full of young women, in this day and age, there's always going to be talk. And I'm not saying it's true. I'm not saying it's not true. I'm just saying I think that's going to happen. But on his Twitch stream, Omega was asked about Ogawa and said he was cautioned against listening to praise for, quote, that individual, based on what those in the wrestling industry and government-issued press releases in Japan know about him. He said, I would say don't be so quick to listen to praise for that individual, because someday, I'm not sure when it will be, maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but someday people will know the truth. What they do with that truth, I don't know. Will they share it? Maybe. A lot of higher-ups in Japan, they know exactly what business he's up to and what he's been up to for decades. That's all I gotta say. But he said it's not even the tip of the iceberg. He said a lot of people refuse to work for Ogawa for the same reason, who are currently both in WWE and AEW. And he said that he stands with Asuka. Asuka's been critical of Stardom. And he goes, you know, if you want to know along what lines they tread amongst, the dude just flat out said, hey, they're looking for girls ages 13 to 21 that don't have a boyfriend and aren't married. We already know he puts underage girls in very revealing swimsuit calendars and books. I wish that's all he did. But, you know, let's just put it that way. So obviously, Kenny Omega is implying some things. Now, first of all, I want to say this. You know, people have alluded the same things or similar things about Kenny Omega. Do I believe them? I don't, but I don't know. Do I know about Rossi Ogawa? I don't. I will say, you know, Fumi has backed him up. Well, Fumi has backed him up. I don't know if that's true or not. But that's just the way it is. Oh boy, we're a little problem here. Hang on. There we go. All right, there we go. Is that better? Chat, am I back? Is the audio is back in the chat? Oh boy. Having a little problem here. Okay, I'm going to kill that. That's the problem. Okay. There. Is it back? Video's back. No audio. Okay, it's back. Sorry about that. There we go. Okay, perfect. Sorry about that, people. Anyway, Kenny Omega has had similar accusations about some of those old man podcasts talking about him. And that's unfortunate. I tend to like Kenny Omega. I believe that I don't believe those things. However, as far as Ogawa, look, Japan has an idol culture. That's what they do. And Rossi has found success playing to the idol culture. Is it possible he's doing those things? It certainly is possible. Is it possible he's not doing those things? Yes. And let me say this. I know that Ogawa is on dialysis. And let me say, as a person who's on dialysis myself, I am always tired. I'm always tired. That's all I'm going to say. I can't imagine that Rossi's not always tired. At his age, on dialysis, I don't know how he has the energy to do things. But let me say this. As you know, at WrestleMania, it was at 35, I think, June 2019, 5 years ago now, in New York City, I did the pay-per-view, Stardom's first pay-per-view in the United States, with Fumi. The American Dream, NYC, 2019. And if there are any allegations that turn out to be true, I will, the $200 that I made, which I've talked about, I will give to a charity of some kind, an appropriate charity. But, I don't know, I just, if there's a problem, then, I don't know, I just wish people would stop talking in riddles, and just say things. Just come out and say, if there's actual damage being done, and you care about people who are being harmed, well then, by God, isn't it your duty to say something? Then you should. But if there's people being hurt, and you know they're being hurt, and you're just going to be vague about it, that's my thought. And if there is something, I hope someone does something. Because that's unfortunate. Because no one wants to see a product where young women are exploited against their will. I do know that parents often go to the training. And there are parents who attend. So, I don't know. Take that with a grain of salt. It's Jim Valley. It's Wrestling Observer.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship.
800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Attention homeowners. It's not if something's going to break, it's when. That's homeownership. If your dryer, your refrigerator, or your AC and heating breaks, that's an expensive call. And who do you call? Make it easy on yourself and call Choice Home Warranty. We've already done the research and have access to 25,000 technicians that can be at your home quickly. We've covered close to 2 million homes in the United States. There's a good chance your neighbors work with us. Call us right now before the next breakdown. We'll tell you everything that's covered in your home and give you the first month free with our ironclad 30-day money-back guarantee. Call now and learn how to get your free month.
800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. That's 800-392-7027.
Limitations and exclusions apply. First month free with purchase of single plan. Visit ChoiceHomeWarranty.com for more details.
You're listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Wrestling Observer Live. Hey, to the 329 people in the chat right now, stay there because I go into overtime and do some stuff once we get off the air. So don't go anywhere, even though we're going to end the show here on this 420. Now, that would be hilarious if we could get up to 420 people, but I cannot believe we've got this huge, we've taken like a 300% spike, more than that, 3,000%, I think. Look, if I was good at math, I wouldn't be doing a podcast. But I don't know where you people have been, and I want to find out. So please stay right there, and we'll do some overtime stuff. AW Dynasty tomorrow, Swerve challenges for the world title. And Swerve is awesome. Swerve has been doing some career work right now, but I worry. AEW is a high habit of making people wait, even past the date when it's just the perfect time to pull the trigger. It's good to make people want things, but there's a perfect time and a place for everything. And I just worry that they're going to delay gratification and Swerve's gonna cool off a bit. That's just a bad habit that AEW has. Have you noticed that? It's like they waited a little too long on MJF. I get they want to build suspense, but sometimes they take it just a step too far. So what? I should be back next week. Fingers crossed. Thank you for being here. We'll talk again next week. It's Jim Valley. wrestling observer live. Back as always, because of the fans.